Levi's. Usually went by a brand name, even though it was
Generic.
generic, you know, almost generic.
Okay. Did people use gloves while they were working?
Yes, I did.
Were gloves different from summer to winter?
Yes, but that would be only on the East Coast, I think. I used gloves for a lot of things in New Jersey, but
And
only in the winter.
whereas here, if you're wearing them, it's to protect your hands and about the same thickness, whether it's January or in
Right.
June. What kinds of hats would people have worn?
I've never been a hat person because for various reasons, but occasionally I wear a cap with it has some name on it for some reason. Like I'm an officer of Mad About Rising Crime, which is a nonprofit corporation, and I had to buy a hat that said Mad About Rising Crime on it. So that kind of thing, because we're advertising at various boutiques and that type of thing, at CSUN and other areas. But they would wear Homburgs, and if you
Oh,
didn't, I
I've heard
don't,
that.
and then regular felt hats, and my father always wore a felt hat out there, but he didn't have a straw summer hat at all. He was always a miner and heavy felt hat.
My grandfather had a hat always, one of those ones that you see in 1930s and 40s movies. I don't know what you'd call it, maybe a fedora, but just a regular brim and then two peaks with a groove down the center and a ribbon, some sort of band. So a Homburg is that kind of thing, a
Well,
city type of.
it's a city hat.
Yes, okay. What did people wear over their shoulders like this to hook their pants?
Suspenders, and I still do, well, occasionally.
They're nice. They look good. In the winter, when it was really cold, did anyone ever wear anything under their pants and shirt to help keep warm?
Yes.
And what is your word for that?
Long underwear.
Long underwear. Made out of what?
Well, everything you want, but mine are made out of cotton because I don't. Wood, wool is too
Itchy.
sticky.
Yes. Cotton waffle weave kind of. Yes. Now I want to ask you about food that was grown. Can you tell me as many things as you can that you remember growing, family?
We had victory gardens and things this way, and as a kid, I tried to do things. We've grown tomatoes, and we've grown radishes and green peppers, and we've tried. We have lots of oranges in the past, and some grapefruit. And we used to have a house that had lots of lemon trees, and so those are the basic ones.
What if you take corn and tomatoes and green beans and green peppers, what would those all be called together?
Succotash.
Oh, not mixed together, but as a category. You're right, as a category, those are all.
Vegetables.
Yes. How was corn eaten? You know
On
how
the
some
cob.
people on the cob.
Although we had corn last night, it was out of a can, and so
But on the cob, any
fresh
particular.
corn is on the cob, yeah.
And what would you call the outside of corn? The outside of the corn.
Kernels.
Further outside.
Oh, the husks.
And those thin strands inside?
Silk.
On top, when they bunch at the top?
Tassel.
Is a string bean the same thing as a green bean?
String bean, green bean. I guess, yes.
Were there other kinds of beans like that that you could think
Lima beans. My mother-in-law used to make great lima beans,
It's my favorite vegetable. Did you ever grow any pinto beans?
No.
Do you recall various types of beets?
Various types. My wife's a big beet eater, and I never ate had too much of an inclination toward them, but we eat quite a few beets now.
But no, just regular beets.
Just beets.
Beets, beets.
Red beets.
And how about varieties of potatoes? Any?
No, just we love to have sweet potatoes and yams once in a while, but primarily it's just white Idaho potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Regular.